Thank you. holler by the jungle gym. All the children in town love him. He can pull a pigeon or a root beer float out from his camel's hair overcoat. He's kind of cranky and he coughs real loud, but that's no matter to the pint-sized crowd. He's their hero because they know he just loves to do his magic show.
And what's his name?
Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur children's magician. He's got wonders up his sleeve. Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur children's magician. If you'll only make believe. He's got pigeons in his trouser seat. Is that a trick or luncheon meat? Just say no to that root beer float. It's made of stuff from inside his throat. He can eat food out of garbage cans, wiggle his scars in a cha-cha dance, cut a bug in half, turn his eyelids out, tell you things you shouldn't know about.
What's his name?
Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur children's magician. He's got tricks you haven't seen. Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur children's magician. Never made it look routine. One sad day when the kids came round, Godfrey wasn't at the old playground. Searched behind every bench and tree, where could the cut-rate Kreskin be? Then in homeroom the very next day, came this message on the school PA.
Excuse me, students and faculty. A couple of announcements here this morning. Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur magician, will no longer be available at recess. The authorities have led me to believe that he's been incarcerated up in Belleville for a number of months. He'll no longer be by the jungle gym. From now on, we shouldn't mention him. But if you know the secret of make-believe, Godfrey never really has to leave. He's wherever little kids may be, though he's in a straitjacket technically. But as long as rodents roam across the land, as long as children have a mucus gland, as long as body fluids gurgle and flow, anyone could do a magic show.
What's his name?
Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur children's magician. He's got wonders up his sleeve. Godfrey, the sickly, unemployed, amateur children's magician. If you'll only make believe.
two moon fantasies. She bade the moon stand still, and the moon stood still for her. At her request, came to a still stand. I am in love, she was saying. She reached up with a single finger, pushed the moon with one little finger, and put the moon where she wanted it. I am in love, she was saying. On a later day, far later, she found her magic lacking. The moon was the same, her one finger the same, yet nothing happened. And her laughter rang glad as she cried, oh, it was a good trick while it lasted. The moon is a bucket of suds, yellow and smooth suds. The horses of the moon dip their heads into this bucket and drink. The cats of the moon, the dogs, the rats, they too go to this bucket for drink. Thus, an apparition told it. To him, the moon meant drink and drinkers. The moon is a disk of hidden books. Reach an arm into it and feel around with your hands, and you bring out books already written and many books yet to be written. For the moon holds past, present, future. Thus, an apparition related the matter. To him, the disk meant print and printers. Sky talk. Wool white horses and their heads sag and roll. Snow white sheep and their tails drag far. Impossible animals, ever more impossible. They walk on the sky to say, how do you do? Or goodbye, or back soon, maybe. Or would you say any white flowers come more lovely than certain white clouds? Or would you say any tall mountains beckon, rise and beckon beyond certain tall walking clouds? Is there any roll of white seahorses equal to the sky horse, white of certain clouds a rolling? Now we may summon buyers and sellers and tell them to go buy certain clouds today, go sell other clouds tomorrow, and we may hear them report. Ups and downs, brisk buying, brisk selling, market unsteady, never so many fluctuations. Can there be any veering white fluctuations? Any moving incalculable fluctuations? Quite so incalculable as certain clouds. Our hells. Milton unlocked hell for us, and let us have a look. Dante did the same. Each of these hells is special. One is Milton's, one Dante's. Milton put in all that for him was hell on earth. Dante put in all that for him was hell on earth. If you unlock your hell for me and I unlock my hell for you, they will be two special hells, each of us showing what for us is hell on earth. Yours is one hell, mine another. Meadow in summer. The north summer wind swept the hay bowed howdy to the sun. The long hay meadow ran a flag of brown to the skyline blue, a light, sweet blue. Buy me a shirt of blue like that. Bury my daughters in blue like that. The next one titled, We Must Be Polite. lessons for children on how to behave under peculiar circumstances. If we meet a gorilla, what shall we do? Two things we may do, if we so wish to do. Speak to the gorilla very, very respectfully. How do you do, sir? Or speak to him with less distinction of manner. Hey, why don't you go back where you came from? If an elephant knocks on your door and asks for something to eat, there are two things to say. Tell him there are nothing but cold victuals in the house and he will do better next door. Or say, we have nothing but 6 bushels of potatoes. Will that be enough for your breakfast, sir? Arithmetic. Arithmetic is where numbers fly like pigeons in and out of your head. Arithmetic tells you how many you lose or win if you know how many you had before you lost or won. Arithmetic is 7-11, all good children go to heaven. Or 5-6, bundle of sticks. Arithmetic is numbers you squeeze from your head to your hand to your pencil to your paper till you get the answer. Arithmetic is where the answer is right and everything is nice and you can look out of the window and see the blue sky. Or the answer is wrong and you have to start all over and try again and see how it comes out this time. If you take a number and double it again and then double it a few more times, the number gets bigger and bigger and goes higher and higher, and only arithmetic can tell you what the number is when you decide to quit doubling. Arithmetic is where you have to multiply, and you carry the multiplication table in your head and hope you won't lose it. If you have 2 animal crackers, one good and one bad, and you eat one, and a striped zebra with streaks all over him eats the other, how many animal crackers will you have if somebody offers you 5, 6, 7, and you say, no, 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 and you say, nay, 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 and you say, nix, nix, nix? If you ask your mother for 1 fried egg for breakfast, and she gives you 2 fried eggs, and you eat both of them, who is better in arithmetic, you or your mother? This street never sleeps. At the corner of 42nd and Broadway, it is feet and wheels, wheels and feet, far in the morning. Let us give tomorrow nothing, is the cry down under. What has tomorrow done for us, is the asking, feet and wheels. Wheels and feet, far in the morning. There is a fool sleeps at 42nd and Broadway. He knows so little, he knows almost nothing. He knows only the wilderness waits. He knows the wilderness comes. Feet and wheels, wheels and feet, far in the morning. 42nd and Broadway.
leaving Ghost Town. Good night.